Curtis, your paper had a story about the Boogies building, no activity in that, even though it was purchased by a equity group a couple years ago, and it just points out the whole issue of these buildings are sitting empty, many of them. So you've done a couple stories on this. That building, the Lego building, everybody likes to call it.
That building is the epitome of the penthouse on stilts.
So there's a clause in that, on that building that you can't have basically anything fun.
No restaurants or bars on the ground floor. Basically, the only thing you can rent that out to is some sort of retail establishment. And I'm sure they're holding out for someone who's going to sign a big lease.
And you've got a penthouse that sold for over $25 million on top. There's not a big incentive to rent that out. Right. The same thing, you wrote a story about the No Complaining building on the mall.
Right, when they redeveloped the building where Zocalito and Annette's Bake Shop are, CB Paws. I mean, there's the hair salon. There's four great little local businesses in this building that are going to become homeless. When this project was in the middle, it's a little building in the middle of the Hyman Mall. It came in for a redevelopment. It was one of those projects when council banned new penthouses in the downtown core. The developers had 6 weeks to get their applications in. So we got like a half dozen applications that were clearly geared to beat this regulation. This was one of them. It got approved because the council basically had no choice. It was still coming in under the old land use code. But as they're approving it, it's distasteful to everyone that they have to approve this project that they just made illegal with their new law. And it's in the middle of a number of controversies involving other buildings in town where you had penthouse owners kind of making life miserable for restaurants and bars either directly below them or in the neighborhood because they didn't like the noise. They were calling the police, making noise complaints. And so as this is going on, you have this project coming in, you know, seeking the exact type of scenario. So the council stuck a clause in the approval ordinance that basically says you will establish a covenant in this building. So whenever that, you know, whenever the real estate changes hands, the buyer has to acknowledge that they live in a commercial district and they shall not seek to, you know, impede lawful commercial functions. Boogies is a little different just because this New York equity firm buys this property, you know, paid what, $27 million? $27 million for it. Their plan was to, and they have approval for this, to fully kind of gut the building, redevelop it, expand it so it takes advantage of its full lot size. It'll be, you know, it'll punch out the first and the second story, put in, you know, smaller retail units, and rent it out for $300 a square foot is what, you know, the real estate community was hearing, was that's what this new owner wanted, which is a good $50 a foot over the highest commercial lease rate in town. So they're still waiting for the building permit to go through to do this work, to convert it into this fancy new retail establishment. And in the meantime, the Boogies clothing store closed last summer. The space was empty for a number of months. They brought in a series of pop-up tenants this winter. You know, now it's just empty. Sure looks like it's just going to sit there, which is kind of a shame.
Well, especially through the summertime.
Right.
When you've got the high season.
You've got thousands of people walking by there every day.
And it goes to that overall look of the town when you have so many buildings that are empty and people come in and visit and they say, oh, well, it must be a pricing thing, which it is. But there are plenty of places around town that you're like, wow, why is that spot still empty?
Well, I would point to the Finbar space on the Hyman Avenue Mall. That has been empty now. This will be the third summer.
There's no word on a tenant. The expectation on what a tenant can pay that the landlords tend to have for these restaurant spaces is maybe a little above what your average operator thinks it's worth.
It's kind of indicative of where this downtown is going. It's a lot of empty space.
But what's the resolution, right? Is that where we're pricing out the mom and pops like we've been writing about for a couple of months now?
Yeah.
And can you get somebody in here who wants to do a startup? You know, it's the biggest question in town, I think,
right,
as far as all that goes, is you have these storefronts, it doesn't look good, but you can't get them sold because the numbers just don't skew.
When you pay that much for a property, you can't just give away the space at a bargain basement rate, but it makes you wonder, that, you know, how much room is there even for the market to correct itself?